Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
With growing concerns about US President Donald Trump's incoming tariffs plan and how next week's announcements might impact pharmaceutical firms in Ireland, the Taoiseach says the government's overarching priority is to protect Irish jobs. Micheál Martin said tariffs and a trade war will be very bad for the world economy, in his words, noting that after a long era of globalisation, we're now moving into an era of potential protectionism involving tariffs and retaliatory tariffs, and that's not good for anyone, he says. Let's have a listen.
In respect of the pharmaceutical industry, it is of long standing in Ireland, as indeed many technological companies are also, and it's an integrated supply chain between the companies located here in Ireland and their US parents. In some respects, the tariffs will potentially damage the companies themselves. They're long-standing and they're embedded and they're producing very high quality and essential medicines. So you just can't dismantle that overnight. Our objective is to engage with a view to working through this, and the overarching priority is the protection of jobs and the protection and maintenance of the facilities in Ireland.
And that's the Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking there in Limerick, where he chaired the inaugural Limerick Mayoral and Government Consultative Forum today. Drive Time's John Cook was there. I don't think we've ever said that before, obviously. It's the inaugural one. What was it like? What happened there, John?
Well, it is the first of its kind, Cormac, and the first of two biannual meetings due to take place between Ireland's first directly elected mayor and senior government ministers. And it was chaired by the Taoiseach as he and the Minister for Housing and Local Government and Heritage, James Brown, along with the Minister for Arts, Media, Culture and Sport, Patrick O'Donovan, and department officials met with John Moran and senior management at Limerick City and County Council to discuss funding requests for some of the major infrastructural projects prioritised in his first mayor plan. Speaking before they sat down for a private meeting, the Taoiseach answered questions from myself and other media following another week of Dáil chaos. But first, about today's historic meeting in Limerick.
And I'm particularly pleased as Taoiseach to be here to meet with the Mayor. John, obviously he has a very ambitious programme, and we'll be discussing that with me, and the challenge, of course, and the objective will be to dovetail many of the funding streams and programmes that are in place with the ambition and with the objectives of the Mayor and of Limerick, from industry to housing to infrastructural development and job creation.
Taoiseach, this visit to Limerick is historic, and the Mayor of Limerick, he said this access to Cabinet Ministers and yourself bringing you to Limerick to discuss issues like housing and jobs would be unique and offering huge potential to the rest of the country in terms of how government doesn't all have to work in Dublin and how it can work at a local level. If you look at Dublin, though, there's not much working in the Dáil with respect to you, and people will wonder, the public are wondering, are they in for the same thing again next week in terms of this row over speaking rights, over the Michael Lowry deal, over the Cann Corla? Surely something has to give now to ensure that they actually see government working.
Well, government is working. The Dáil isn't, but government is. The Dáil is, but not optimally. But government is very focused on the issues we've just discussed. Tariffs, for example, housing, infrastructure, disability. You know, we've put in place already since government was formed the architecture through the cabinet subcommittees to enable us to get going on a whole range of issues. And that work is well underway. I think in the interest of all members of the House, the people want the Oireachtas to work and want the Oireachtas to work effectively.
Well, with respect, it looks like it's not. It isn't, you said yourself, and it can't. How can it change next week?
That is our objective. And, you know, the government, if you watch the government's demeanour and posture in the Dáil last week, we didn't shout anybody down. We didn't scream anybody down. And I think that was unacceptable behaviour. No matter what our views are, you can't just, in a coordinated way, shout people down in such a manner to make sure that their voices aren't heard. So that's the first basic requirement, and that should happen next week. We're very clear, we made very clear instructions to all our members not to heckle, not to get involved in any toing and froing. Respect the chair, respect the Dáil itself, allow people the right to speak. I wasn't allowed that right last week. I kept speaking, but it was attempts to drone me down in a very coordinated way.
But you're not going to be allowed to, Taoiseach, with respect. How are you going to change that?
Well, that's somebody else's responsibility.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin on how the Dáil isn't working optimally, as he put it to me. He was also asked about the major issues of housing and health in Limerick, and I asked him about a meeting between the Health Minister and the family of Aoife Johnston yesterday and their calls for a statutory inquiry into her death at University Hospital Limerick just over 2 years ago. Now, their family solicitor says they're due to go back to Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill with a list of what they see as shortcomings in the inquiry conducted by former Chief Justice Frank Clark. And as the Taoiseach noted, today should have been Aoife Johnston's 19th birthday. I asked him to tell us what happens next.
Well, I spoke with the minister in the aftermath of the meeting. Aoife's death should not have happened. I believe it would be her birthday today. It was shocking. It was avoidable and should not have happened. We already have had the Frank Clark inquiry. There is, for the first time in a long time, there's significant accountability routes being pursued, and that's important. The HSE have initiated disciplinary proceedings. And also then the minister has spoken with the family, and they clearly have further questions that they need answered. So the minister is going to continue to engage with the family and in the context of the remaining outstanding questions that the family have, and also then will perhaps engage with former Chief Justice as well, perhaps identifying his experience in terms of the inquiry that he had to conduct, and the objective being how best can we get those questions answered. It's a very, very difficult trauma that the family is going through. Very, very sad and shocking that they have had to go through this. But the minister is engaging and will continue to engage with the family.
And that's the Taoiseach Micheál Martin there as he chaired the inaugural consultative forum between government and the directly elected mayor of Limerick, answering some of your questions, Sean. You also spoke with the mayor.
That's right, Cormac. And from housing projects to a Shannon Airport rail link and the Adair bypass being built before the Ryder Cup in 2027, Mayor John Moran said he asked the Taoiseach hard questions about funding balanced regional development. So I asked the directly elected Mayor of Limerick if he got any specific commitments in response.
The most thing we asked him for was that this actually begin a new process. So we obviously have these meetings set for every 6 months. So the important thing for me was that this doesn't become a meeting, we shut up and we come back in 6 months' time, you know, after closing our bags. So he's totally agreed, as has the Minister Brown, who of course leads this thing, that the officials are now engaging. And look, we'll be giving him on the weekend, but I'll be asking him to follow up. We give some very specific questions in the paperwork, you know, about housing.
And can you give us an example? Will you be able to see the proof of this process in what it might mean for the housing list in Limerick, for instance, and your proposals about modular housing to help people who are homeless or searching right now?
Yeah, no, look, that's what I found the best of this, because this is obviously, you know, an opportunity for us to explain the radical changes that we want to make here in Limerick in housing policy. And we made it very clear we want to try and do things differently here in Limerick. I think the conversations we had explain to the Taoiseach why, perhaps with the experience I have from the Department of Finance, from the LDA and others, that there are perhaps some new things we want to try, and we're up for it. You know, I think specifically, look, we pointed out the things that we want funding, you know, and need to get the Opera Centre finished up. That's a really important, you know, priority of ours to try and get that. The smart homes, we had some good conversations about how rental accommodation and purchases might be different. And in a city like Limerick, needs a very big supply of rental accommodation. It needs it quickly. And we have a Ryder Cup coming, so we, of course, wouldn't be surprised to learn that we use that as a deadline.
I'm sure he did. That's John Moran, the Mayor of Limerick there, ending John Cook's report.